All right, I'm here to talk about Immortalized by Disturbed. Their first album in over 5 years. Their last one was Asylum. It was released, around April of 2010. This album came out August the 21st of 2015, after they dropped the first single on June 23rd of the same year. This album was recorded at the Hideout Recording Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, and falls under the category of heavy metal. The first time I ever listened to a Disturbed song was way back in 2000 when they released The Sickness. I listened to that album a whole lot with my team in high school in the locker room before football games and before football practice, and I've been a fan of the band ever since. The title of this album is Immortalized, and I'm going to be talking about each song individually and then the album as a whole, and we will see if the album lives up to the title, Immortalized, and puts this band in a place where they will be remembered forever. Of course, nobody can be immortal. We're all going to die, but will Disturbed, the memory of them, live forever? We're going to see about that. The men who are responsible for creating this piece of musical art are David Drayman, of course, with lead and background vocals, Dan Donegan, all guitars, Ebo, keyboard, bass, and background vocals, and Mike Wengren, all percussion, including drums and background vocals. It was produced, engineered, and mixed by Kevin Churko, as I said, at the Hideout Recording Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Before I get in and talk about each and every song individually on this album, I'm going to share with you the album artwork that came with the deluxe version. I picked up this album about a week ago from the time I'm recording this right now on August the 30th. And I've spent most of the time since I bought it just listening to this album. If I'm listening to a piece of music, I'm listening to this album because I like to put albums through their pacing, through their paces, and really get a feel for the album as a whole. Sometimes on a first pass through of an album, you can just go right past the song. You know, you're a little distracted. You might not like it the first time, but then you get listening to that song a few more times and you feel that song in the rotation with the rest of the songs, and then it starts to grow on you. I said this in my last review of Bullet for My Valentine's Venom, that this happened to me on The Outlawed Gentlemen and the Shady Ladies. There was a song called The Lonesome Rider that sounded way too country for me, but after I listened to that song a few times, it really grew on me, and that's one of my favorite albums of all time. We're talking album as a whole. From start to finish, that is one fantastic album. Back to Immortalized by Disturbed. Let's check out. So, of course, you got the front. That's some pretty neat artwork. I couldn't make anything like that. I don't think this is in the regular version. This is just deluxe. Open it up. See the inside. Of course, this. I'm not sure what's going on here, but it's pretty neat. It's like a gloomy place to live or be. CD. Then on the back, we got the guy again. Middle back, track listing. So those are the tracks that I'm going to talk about individually, give my thoughts on each one, and then I'm going to give the entire album a grade at the end and tell you if I think that you should buy this record. Let's get into the songs here. Track number one is known as The Eye of the Storm. It's an intro song. It's just instrumental. It's one of those songs that you know, a band is going to use to bring them onto the stage at a live concert or something like that. And it's cool as fuck. It really shows you what to expect from this album. As far as intro songs to albums go, I don't think it gets much better than Eye of the Storm. Track number two, we got Immortalized, the title track of the album. It's interesting to see the title track this early on. I thoroughly enjoy this song, but if you're familiar with Disturbed, you're also familiar with people that hate on Disturbed and say, every song sounds the same, all of them are exactly the same. I disagree with that, but this song is going to do very little to change that perception. Drayman's vocals in this song are amazing, and that's going to be a theme throughout this entire album. It's going to really shine in one song I'm going to talk about toward the end of this record. It's my favorite Draymond vocal moment on the entire record. The instrumental talents of the band are extremely prevalent at about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. That's going to be another theme. Later on in all of these songs is where it's really going to pick up. Track number 3, The Vengeful One. This was the first song, like I said, was dropped June 23rd of this year. I like how this song starts off with some basic drums, then brings in some guitar, and then some more complex drums, and then David Draymond brings in those pipes of his. If you pay attention to the song, the lyrics are actually fairly deep. I don't like how they refer to the hand of God a lot, and the song seems a bit repetitive lyrically in that regard. Once again, about 2 minutes 45 seconds of this song is where the song really, really shines, especially instrumentally. Next, track number 4, Open Your Eyes. Again, the beginning of this song is dominated by Mike Wengren on the drums. One thing I forgot to show you about the album artwork here is the booklet that comes with it. It's also got a picture of each one of the band members. So let's take a look at that. Draymond, of course. Most important guy of the band, I think. Next, we've got Dan Donegan. Handsome fellow, huh? Okay. And Mike Wengren, responsible for the drums and owner of a sweet goatee. I couldn't grow a goatee like that if I tried. Back to Open Your Eyes. Again, the rest of the songs on this album, Open Your Eyes included, the lyrics are on point. There are just a few songs on this album where I don't think the lyrics are on point. But for the most part on this entire album, the lyrics are on point. There are some aspects of this song that I feel were added simply to engage the crowd at live concerts, which is pretty smart on their part. The Light. Oof. This song is one that you're going to want to check out. This is one of my favorite songs from the album. At the beginning, it's magnificent. It sounds like the beginning to a Who song. Not exactly like a Who song, but think Teenage Wasteland. After the first 15 seconds, though, that kind of goes away. It stays throughout the song. It's just kind of underneath. The first 15 seconds, though, are like Teenage Wasteland. It really is. After those, though, David uses a more sing-songy type of voice instead of the rasp that he uses a lot of times. It's more sing-songy. There is rasp there at times. This is another song that showcases Mr. Draymond's vocal talents, and they also use some background vocals from Donegan and Wengren. 10,000 Fists is a song from Disturbed. What I think of it, I think of Persevere. You know, hand up, Persevere, I will get through this. This is that song for me on this album, The Light, Persevere. I'll be listening to this song a lot for a long time. I think that it'll be in my recently played for a while. Next up, What Are You Waiting For? Track number 6. The general feel of this song makes me want to flex, go to the gym. Lyrically, the song is a bit too repetitive for me, which happens a lot in the songs that are more driving and make me want to flex. But they might have done that with live shows in mind. Again, the breakdown at about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and the guitar solo is something that you're going to want to hear for yourself. Track number 7, You're Mine, is a song that will challenge the perception that every Disturbed song sounds the same. This one has a lighter feel for the most of it, or at least at first. Early aspects of the song feel like ideas that David took some pieces from his band Device and added them to Disturbed. Lyrically, very in-depth here. Great song. Who? The beat of this song makes me want to bob my head, possibly dance. Just kidding. I don't dance. I think this song is one of very few times where David says, fuck. Which, if you're at the similar level of maturity as I am, you like when that word is used, but in moderation. And they did a great job of that. toward the end of the song, the lyrics get repetitive. And this is a rare case where I'm going to let the repetitiveness just slide right on by. Because the driving force of the drums, along with the repetitive lyrics, they just go really good together at the end of the song here for Who. Say Our Last Goodbye. If you're a fan of Disturbed, you're probably a fan of Inside the Fire. If not, you're still going to know what I'm talking about. The song doesn't sound like that song, but it has a touching message, similar to that of Inside the Fire. To me, this song is saying to love the people that you care about and to show them that love before you lose them, because nothing lasts forever. This is a touching song, and when I first listened to it, I damn near cried. I'm not even going to hold back on that. I almost cried the first time I listened to Say Our Last Goodbye. Fire it up. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that think that this is a fantastic song. And those people love to smoke marijuana. Mary Jane. The Devil's Lettuce. You know, all that stuff. Because Fire It Up is about smoking weed. And when this song fires up, you're going to hear David Draiman firing it up with what sounds like a bong. From what I hear, it sounds like a bong. I'm ripping that right at the beginning of the song. And it's cool that Disturbed are saying, hey, look, guys, we love to smoke weed and we're going to make a song about it. That's pretty cool. Other than that, I don't really like the song. Also, it needs to be noted that Draiman said that he's wrote the majority of Disturbed songs while he was stoned. He said he would get an idea, get that little nugget in his brain, and then smoke weed. And then the other 95% of the song would emerge after he was high. So that's interesting. It's cool that he's admitting stuff like that. Still not one of my favorite songs, but like I said, it's cool that they did that. I mentioned earlier that this album in its entirety really has David Draiman's vocals shining. At this moment, track number 11 on this album, I'm going to talk about the best moment of this entire album. The Sound of Silence. It's a cover of Simon and Garfunkel. I think they probably made that song in the 60s or something, but it's a really soft song. I'm sure that you know that song, The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. If you don't know it, YouTube it right now. Just stop this, go there, YouTube that, come back, and we can finish this review. When I first heard that Disturbed was covering The Sound of Silence, I thought, oh, great, here we go. David Draiman is going to ruin this song by, you know, like, wah, wah, and shit like that. I thought he was going to ruin it with shit like that. But to my surprise, didn't ruin it at all. 0% ruined by David Draiman. This is David Draiman's best vocal performance. They did this song exactly like Simon and Garfunkel did. It's got really soft instruments. And David Draiman really shows off his pipes in this song. Starts off kind of easy. He does have a little bit of rasp about halfway through, but before that, it's real sing-songy, and it's in the same way that Simon and Garfunkel did it, and it's just fucking fantastic. If you don't like any other song on this album, you're gonna want to check out Sound of Silence. Honestly, if you don't agree with me that this song is fucking phenomenal, there's no hope for you. I give up. I'm never gonna try to change your mind about anything. This song is phenomenal whether you like Disturbed or not. Track number 12, Never Wrong. David speaks extremely fast for the first portion and then a few times throughout. The song is old school Disturbed. Number 13, the last song on the regular ass version of the CD, but who buys the regular version of any CD? Don't do that. Buy the deluxe version. Before I talk about Who Taught You How to Hate, I'm going to talk about how I bought the damn CD. I went to my local Target to find the CD, and the regular version was the only version that they had, and it was sold out, and it was $13. Then I went over to my local record store, or radio store, music store, whatever, and I found the deluxe version for $13. So that's just crazy. Same price as what I would have paid at Target for the deluxe version. Pretty happy about that. But anyway, Who Taught You How to Hate? Last track from the regular version, track number 13. This song is a great message about we are born with love and throughout our lives we are molded to hate and dislike things and people. Again, this song sounds like classic Disturbed, repetitive crunchy guitar. David uses a very raspy voice and driving drums. With that said, partly because of the message, but partly because it's slightly different than normal Disturbed, or maybe I just really love classic Disturbed. This is a song that's going to be my recently played for quite some time. Like I said, that does it for the deluxe version of this album. Here we go with the first track from the deluxe version. We have Tyrant, starts calm, quickly picks up to the usual Disturbed sound. This is one occasion where at times there's a bass guitar that is very clear. Track number 15, Legion of Monsters. This is another song where it seems David brought Device into Disturbed. And the best moment again happens at about the 3 minute mark. The very last song on the entire deluxe version is The Brave and the Bold. The beginning guitar has an amplifier setting that we haven't heard being used on this entire record. I like it a lot. I don't know what it is about this record, but once again, the song's breakdown and solo at the 3 minute mark are the highlight of this track for me. That brings us to the place where I give the album a grade as a whole. I say the album as a whole, I'm going to give it a solid B. Not a B minus, not a B plus, but a B. On a scale from A to F, and as for a Metacritic style rating, I'm going to give it an 85. In my opinion, this is an incredible album, and I saw that there's some critics that gave this thing, I think it's Metacritic score. Yeah, it's Metacritic score is 55 out of 100. Go fuck those people. Fuck themselves. I think this album is way better than that. It doesn't do that much to deter the people that say that Disturbed sounds exactly the same all the time. But it does some new things, and then The Sound of Silence. Oof! It's just phenomenal. So yeah, I'm sticking with an 85 out of 100. And if you're a fan of Disturbed, this is 100% worth your money. If you're a fan of metal, but not necessarily Disturbed, still, go buy this record. And if you're not a fan of Disturbed, you don't like them, still, go buy, or at least check out, do yourself the favor of at least checking out The Sound of Silence. That does it for me. Let me know what you think of my review in the comments section down below. And the next album that I'm going to be reviewing is Got Your Six from Five Finger Death Punch. Look for that to be published very shortly. Thank you so much for tuning in to this review. Namaste.